This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Voters hoping to unseat State Senator Kevin Priola will need more than 18,000 valid signatures to force a recall election. Priola announced last week that he's become a Democrat after being elected multiple times as a Republican. Redistricting drew Priola into a more conservative-leaning seat, and the state has ruled that recall signatures must come from inside the district's current boundaries. Colorado is heading into its third fall of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many residents are vaccinated. But as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, many aren't.
Perhaps the most persistent gap has been among Hispanic Coloradans. According to the state's website, more than half haven't gotten at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. Through a translator, Josefina Quevedo of Aurora says her husband Antonio caught COVID-19 and died.
Todos nos vacunamos.
Yes, everyone is vaccinated in our family because we saw what happened with my husband.
Children aged 5 to 11 also lag behind, with just 38% now having gotten two doses. Vaccine advocates are urging a more intensive push, especially at neighborhood events, to help improve the rates. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Democratic-aligned group has accused a Republican state senator of not living in the district where he's running. That would violate state election laws. Dennis Heisey is trying to win a seat based in Colorado Springs, but the group says he lives in Fountain and argues he never moved. Heisey said he continues to spend time at the Fountain home, but primarily resides in Colorado Springs. Right now in Denver, it's 89 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News in KRCC.